Evers sent a letter to the Trump administration calling on it to abandon efforts to terminate grants from the Solar for All program in response to a report in the New York Times. The state plans to use $62 million from the program on residential and community solar projects serving low and moderate income families. Missy Hughes leads the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which is administering the program. She says they hadn't heard from the federal government as of late last week.
We haven't received any official notification that the program has been terminated.
She says the solar installations would help stabilize energy bills for families in need. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.